Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, November 20, 2017, at 3:02 p.m.
If it doesn't, what?
They don't need to.
No, that's right. I'll call for him out of this meeting. Okay, we're at 3:02. Let's roll. Call the meeting of the County Board of Commissioners to order here. Stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom. It is in view. Yes, while running. For all citizens in attendance, will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin? Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Kevin today.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin? Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
That's awesome. Okay, the consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes from November 6th, 2017, the approval of the payroll claims, accounts payables, and then the approval of the official reports, which the clerk registered deeds, clerk of district court, and the veterans service officer quarterly report for July through September of 2017. Now, on the accounts payable, there is an issue here. Remember, a month ago we talked about the NCC Foundation of the payment for the College of Nursing. It was 10-year, 50,000 payments, 10 of 10. This was the last payment. We know our crunch, so they're expecting 5,000, and we kind of talked about it last time, so we need to act on this. It's either a yay or a nay.
I asked last time that it be tabled. I don't think you were here, Tony, but we talked a little bit.
I remember.
At the time, I thought we need to follow through with our commitment. But our motion read at that time, 10 years ago, that we would vote annually. If we could do it, we would do it. If we could do it, we would do it. If not, then we would not, of course, pursue it if we were in a financial bind like we are now.
Right. We fulfilled $45,000. This is the 10th payment of 10th payment. So it's whatever you guys want to do. I would say, I think they'll be fine. They're probably in better shape than we are.
No, we don't have to. That's where our resolution read. We would act each year.
Well, we don't have to mind. We don't have to mind.
You know, if we want to do it 2 years from now, we can add it to it. Absolutely. I think at the time, with the circumstances, we just can't. I hate that. Believe me, I'd like to follow through, but I don't think we can.
No.
So basically, what you're saying is you want to approve the consent agenda items, excluding the NCC Foundation of $5,000.
That's my motion.
I figured. Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please?
Yes, sir.
On the consent agenda items?
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, new business. We have 3:02. We have open sealed bids for a dump truck with the dump box and award the bid. The county reserves the right to waive all technicalities, and if we don't want to accept it, we don't have to accept it. So, Fred, you have the floor, my friend, and you have the bids. How you doing today?
Good.
You look great.
We have two bids, Cam, but one bid came after our 4 o'clock.
It came in at 4:20 something.
Two, yeah.
And there was a 4 o'clock deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we're going to do now, listen, Fred, I want to make sure.
So I'm not sure we should open any or.
Can we open them and test the water even though we don't, and see where we're at or not? Is that an issue?
It sounds to be fine.
Whatever. Okay, so.
We're going to rebid
okay.
Or re-advertise. Or.
From now on.
We still got
one. What? We only got one. on time.
Why don't you just let it go this time, you know, and we can, I mean, we're not ready for it, but in bed, that's not going to, we're not having to.
Well, so, okay, is that fair to Cornhusker or the whatever the bid was?
Can you open that bid?
The one?
And then accept it or reject it, right?
Yeah, because the other one wasn't here on time. Okay, but I just want to point this out, and I think we talked about this. From now on, let's have Jolene put them in the paper for whatever time it starts. Okay.
Start of the meeting.
The start of the meeting, that they got to have them here by. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
I think that makes the most sense. Because if they want to show up at that time, instead of dropping it off and then coming back on Monday, if they just want to show up at that time and see where we're at. Fair?
Yeah. Fair to me.
Okay. So basically what you're able to do then is open up Cornhuskers only. Okay, because we had one from Cornhusker and one from M&M, correct?
Right.
So you can just open up the Cornhusker, and the other one we'll have to, we cannot open it up because it was at 4:22 and it should have been here by 4. Okay. Is that fair?
Yep. That's fair to me.
Is it hot here or me?
You.
Is that right?
You.
It looks like you don't feel very well.
I don't feel very well. Maybe having a stroke.
I'm going to be present.
If you guys don't know me, I like to have a little fun in the meetings. I have fun a little bit every day. Right? Not your typical meeting, but still
first,
legitimate.
First one is 2007 International 7600 Cummings 385 horse. Initial price is $39,900. That is their bid.
Okay, so
the box and hoist it does not say here's a picture of it, but it does have a box. Specs: Euro 7, 385 horsepower. Transmission is an L8L.
What is that now?
I don't know. Which has a front hitch for a spotter. It looks like a state truck.
Wore out state truck?
No, I'm not going to say that. It looks like a state truck that was
a state truck at one time.
If anybody would like to see a picture of it.
So basically the state don't run everything in the ground like the county, right? 38,000 miles on it. Now, how many miles are on it, you say? That was 37.9 was the dollar.
312.
312,000?
312,000. What was the model? International what?
7,600.
15 foot.
Is it a steel box or aluminum box?
Steel box.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a tag axle?
No. It's twin screw.
Too many miles.
What, in the paper, did you read 350 horse or more, or was it 400?
350 is what I put down.
I wasn't for sure. Okay. So basically, what we're going to need to do is figure out what we want to do on this here. And what I would like to entertain is, obviously, the time of year we are in not dire straits for a dump truck right now. Unfortunately, could you use it? Probably on occasion, yes, but... I would say let's hold off until after the first of the year, February-ish, because we know it could take up to 6 weeks or so, and you get into March. So I'd say let's put it back on maybe like the first of February and see where we're at that time, and let's rebid it. I like that idea. I don't know what you guys think of that.
I think that's a good idea. We have two right now. I mean, that'll get us. We don't have that much need for in the wintertime, of course.
Okay.
Will that work, Fred?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not going to be a lot of need for
right.
The winter, right?
Yeah. And if you get into a crisis and we have a 80-degree winter, I guess. I don't think that's going to happen, I guess if you get in a crisis, we'll look at it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds
right?
Good. So you need a motion to reject that bid?
We need a motion.
I suppose.
Do we need to make a motion, Kim, or John? Yeah?
You're going to reject.
Okay.
I move to reject the bid from Cornhusker International and rebid this again back next late winter, early spring.
Okay. We get a motion by Bill to reject and to levy bid after the first of the year.
Second.
Okay, we got a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Do we need a reason? Or?
The reason is because we're not ready to buy right now. We had a change of heart.
Only landed one bid.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever you guys, however you want to word.
Okay.
More than one bid.
Roll call, Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to B, a new business. We got Joe from SIMCO to present a study outline and project schedule for the proposal rule, Dakota County Economic Development Study, and request approval of project. So,
yeah, I'm going to get him off the hook, and I'm going
to. Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. I'd rather look at you than look at him anyway. So, don't take no offense to that, Joe. All right.
Oh, but Joe did great, and he's
been there.
I didn't
need it very well.
My name is Michelle Bosnellis. I'm the executive director at SIMCO. About a year ago, maybe a little over a year old, I can't quite remember, I came and talked to you guys about some Nebraska economic development money that we had available to do different projects on. I think you guys remember that. We ended up for the
talking
county.
About flyers or something?
Yeah, so we did a few projects. We had 2 years' worth of funding, which we actually have worked through, and now Nebraska Economic Development Department is going to give us another couple years of funding, which is really great. The projects that we got done was we helped the county, Joan did actually, worked with Joan to update create an economic development page on your website. So that got up there. We helped South Sioux City develop a brochure for the Roth Industrial Park, and actually it won an award. Jake
really?
Isn't here yet. He worked on that. Gabriel, who's in the audience back here, he worked with Village of Jackson and got their utility map, so it was in digital format. So it wasn't, they had a bunch of different paper copies around, so we got it in a digital format. And then we worked on the Dakota City comprehensive plan and used that money to update their plan, which just got approved not too long ago. There were some other few things, little things, but those were kind of the big things that we worked on. But we've been meeting with Tony and Joan to talk about, hey, what else can we do with this? You know, we still have more money to spend, and what would be a good project moving forward. And we came up with several different proposals, about five or six different proposals. And they thought doing a Dakota County Rural Economic Development Strategy Plan would be really beneficial. And that would be something that would, you know, I know you did your comprehensive plan not too long ago, but this was really focused more kind of right on the economic development. So I brought along here with my staff from SIMCO that would help work on this plan. But today we just wanted to go through the outline, kind of talk about the plan, see what you guys are thinking. Right now there wouldn't be any cost to the county to do the plan because we'd be using that Nebraska Economic Development Funds. So I'm going to have Nicole Peterson. She's one of our regional planner twos at SIMCO. She's going to talk about the outline that was in your packet, and then you guys can ask some questions.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Yep. So again, my name is Nicole Peterson, also a SIMCO, a regional planner. And hopefully everyone received this memo in their packet. It looks like this. And we wanted to go over four things with you tonight. The proposed plan outline. And so we'll start there. And this is just from examples of other economic development strategic plans that we reviewed. But I would love your feedback on these items. So it starts out with just some county context information. We also reviewed your comprehensive plan. So we don't want to have redundant information in this plan. But the community context, we would just update the statistics that are listed here. So that includes population, which you do have in your comp plan, but we'll put NME, American Community Survey, statistics that are more up to date. Progression and projections. Economic development, under that category, we would include major employers, industries, income to households, unemployment data, wage data, and poverty data. And then under transportation, we would include some maps about the classification of the roads, the commute patterns, and the modes of transportation. Modes are, you know, whether you're walking, biking, driving, or taking a bus or riding a train. And under housing, we thought that it would be prudent to add value and tenure to this plan. But then the major part of the plan would be around that economic development topic. And we would try to call out all the economic development partners that you have in the county. And that's the cities themselves and the villages, the chambers of commerce, if you have others besides the South Sioux City.
That's my recollection.
Okay, so that might be the only existing chamber. Regional Economic Development Authorities, does the city of South Sioux City have a separate Economic Development Authority? Do any of the
do they have a separate type of committee of some sort that...
Kelly Flynn, the Economic Development Director for the City of South Sioux.
Yeah, I bet they do. And usually it's a board structure. Yeah, sometimes they're a nonprofit, sometimes they're a
corporation. I think we have a representative on that board.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you. Thanks. So that would just be a session dedicated to those types of organizations, just to call it out and record it, you know, what you have as resources and partners in this effort. And then number four under the plan outline is commercial and industrial areas. So this is where we're thinking to do an inventory of where are your commercially and industrial zoned properties, how are they intertwined or dispersed geographically? And that would also include analysis of the zoning and land use. And then future site selection can also be included on this map, but that could be a separate section. And also we were thinking to map out, you know, those sites that are equipped with utilities, broadband, and call out any distressed areas. Also do a cluster analysis of similar type businesses and maybe come up with some strategies about how they can work together on their imports and or exports. If they're using the same vendor, they may be able to cut down the costs, things like that that are included in a cluster analysis. The next section is business retention, recruitment, and expansion. And that would just be an analysis of the current employers. And we do have, as one of the items to talk about, a survey that's on page 3 of this memorandum. And I would anticipate that we would include the survey results in that section. because it's really geared towards your existing businesses and asking them some questions about their past and their future. And then number 6 would be workforce development. And that's really schools, your school district, and colleges. And matching those business needs with the educational programs that you have in the county. The next one is entrepreneurism. Some of the tools that will come out of a strategic plan will be a startup kit or a toolkit, and ideas around maybe business incubators to help entrepreneurs grow in your county. And then tourism, we all kind of know what that is. That's parks, recreation, and cultural facilities to try to gain tourism. It can also be agricultural tourism if the county is suited for that. And lastly, it would be implementation, goals, objectives, and an action plan. So, let's maybe open that up for questions and or comments. Does this outline look good to you? Would you want to include more, less, different order? How does it look?
I think it'd be good to have a map of, so you'd have an easy reference to what things are zoned in the counties for people that are looking to locate something in the county.
Yeah, that would be a priority.
Yeah, I think we all learned a lesson when the ethanol plant they were looking for location, and the site that they chose worked out very well up by Jackson, but, you know, at the time they were looking north of Homer and Dakota City and
different areas.
Maybe different areas, but, you know, at that time we kind of got caught unprepared, and, you know, something like that comes up again, I think we need to have something in place. I always think Highway 110 out here with the rail and, you know, everything's out there, every utility, every infrastructure you'd ever need there. So, to me, that's a good spot, but that's just my own thoughts. you know.
Right.
And then all you know, and you need also willing landowners. You know, we need to be looking at landowners that would be willing to
sell
property for industrial growth.
But I agree with Bill, that's a great location, a magical place. You know, if we ever be able to do anything like that, you know, I mean, it could be in a better place. And mm-hmm. with all that.
Well, it's a major highway, and the railroad's right there. I mean, look where Cargill's at.
Yeah. You know, there's a big substation right there. I don't know if there's natural gas, but it's close, I know. But I was involved with Christy Quinn on the comprehensive study, so I think Joan and
I was.
You were
down in the basement. Oh, yeah. Those are some good days.
So, yeah, I think we can get some of those things in place and have some direction. And
miss the basement, yeah.
Be ready for that next person that comes around would be a good idea.
And I know the schools are really addressing the workforce development part of it right now at South Sioux. They're kind of, at least there, I know that they're starting to really focus a lot of their energies in that direction. And not necessarily everybody going to a four-year school, but
trying to get that 1 year out of the way, or welding, or whatever the case. I've seen an email on that.
Yeah, you know, one thing we've always lacked, and I don't know if Ho-Chunk's going to visit that with their new subdivision down here, but that first-time home buyer, you know, wants to build a new home, $120,000 to $150,000 home. There's always been a need for that, and we've never been able to service that person, I don't think, so much.
For the first time buyer,
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe $150,000 won't even touch it now. I've been out of the market for, I'm getting old. To me, that's still a lot of money. But
no, you feel that.
What is an average price of a house today to go? 180?
Yeah, 180 probably.
Yeah, you know, for just an average, nothing fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for that first time.
Yeah. I mean, for a, you know, maybe 1,200 square foot ranch style.
$250,000.
Yeah.
Two and a quarter.
Really?
I think it's a good plan. She's laid out very good, you know, page two. But I always saying that, you know, for us to get that ground and get, I mean, it is.
We just need it shovel ready. We can't own it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the outline looks okay.
Absolutely.
Your priorities call out. I think
did we confuse you right there or a little bit or not?
No. I think we can, you know, we'll bulk up those areas that you just mentioned and but still provide all of this information.
And I'm sure as we process this too, there might be some other things that will come up as well, which, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So the next item was the project timeline, and that's on page 2 of your memorandum. So when we talk about the schedule and we talk about the process, it would be great for us to know if you as board members want to have us report back to you. We'd like to have a plan review committee. And that can be the board members, and we can come to your regularly scheduled board meetings and be on your agenda, or we can schedule stakeholder group meetings. And we had an idea. We put together a list of stakeholders at the bottom of page 2, right underneath the schedule. And we were thinking that if the board would want to maybe hold a stakeholder meeting an hour before your regularly scheduled board meetings, we could invite those stakeholders to be at the table to review the draft plan and the parts of it. Or we could, as I stated before, we could just come to you at these regularly scheduled board meetings and you could review sections of the plan throughout this schedule. So we planned to start in January after the holidays and
and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to get everybody's thoughts on this. And if you would have the stakeholders, you would have a meeting with all the people listed below, correct?
Whoever could
make it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So my point is, and I, my theory is, you know, obviously as a county and you have all these different entities of Jackson and Hubbard and Homer and Emerson and, you know, the city people and Jim Steele and Todd Strom and, you know, I think the more minds you get together, you know, the better off you are. It's, you know, you just get more input.
You just throw ideas, you know, from different people.
Right. You know, so I think it's a great idea. And you know, what's another hour if we meet once a quarter or if we need to meet whatever for us to all group together? I mean, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah.
I like that idea because, you can call it a roundtable discussion or whatever you want to call it. I mean, we'll have to start a regular meeting because we can't be together, you know, unless we're over two, you know, so we can just have a meeting.
Yeah.
Start our board meeting at that time and invite these people as well. I think everybody needs to be involved.
Great. Yeah. Well, and this does add a little bit of workload to your plate, Joan, and that's why we want to discuss it in this forum, because you'll have to notice a little bit early on these dates that we've thrown out here. So it would just be January, February, March, April, May.
Well, you ain't messing around, are you? Once a quarter. I'm talking once a quarter. You're talking once a month.
Yep. Oh, once
boy.
A month.
That's the only way you're going to get anything done. Oh, no, seriously, that's the only way you're going to get anything done.
And then we'll be responsible and we'll make sure to bring something to you. And here is where we would also request that Joan can include it in the packet. That's why it works out so nicely to have it an hour before your meeting, because then we know that we have only an hour, and then we're held responsible to bring you those pieces of the document, and we stay on task.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I would add there is with the stakeholders, if there's someone that you think should be on the list that we forgot, like I was just noticing, you know, I think probably we should include Pam Miller.
From the college?
Yeah.
I think we would delete Scott Love because he really doesn't need to be here. That guy's no good. And then, Pam would be a good one.
From Sullivan Ethanol.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She's the only one.
Yeah.
I knew that. I knew that.
We don't have the college on here, so.
Who's in charge of college nowadays?
I do have.
Somebody from the college center might be good, especially with the workforce ready.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Okay. So and if there's like, you know, if we're looking at this, you're like, this person really should be on here.
I think you guys got a good start on the list. And like I said, if, you know, Alyssa and Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful, I don't know if they need to be here, you know. That's the only committee next year. That's the only committee that I'm going to do next year. I'm going to keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. That's what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. You might as well know right now. That's the only thing I'm going to do.
So what I'm hearing,
well,
and if you want
to catch all that,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you wanted to take it to a vote, you could. But could we tentatively schedule to do that 2 p.m. meeting starting in January 29th?
Is that a meeting day for us?
It is. And then February.
You already got this all mapped out, don't you?
Wow.
That's okay.
And it's so much.
You got a plan.
Easier. Yep. Yep. We got a plan for the plan.
I like it. I like it a lot.
For the plan.
But I think it'll be fine. I mean, there's no reason to hee-haw around about it. Let's just set the dates and make it happen.
Great.
You know, don't you agree, everyone?
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Wonderful.
When you get good people like yourself going to work for us, you got to take advantage of it.
Thank you.
Right?
Wow, thanks. I'm blushing. Okay, so we should move on to the, we're on the fourth item already. So it's just the draft survey. This was one of our other ideas. And Joe and Gabe put this together. And I'm going to give you a minute maybe to just read over it. Because what I would love is an actual approval of this survey. I'm sorry to kind of bombard you with that. But what we'd like to do is try to collect the survey over this holiday season and then into January, and actually have the survey results for you at that first meeting. So again, I'll just go back. Yeah, give you a minute to just kind of look over that, and if you have any ideas, or if you even like the idea. So we were thinking to send it out to business owners. And we saw on your website that you have a list of business owners, not necessarily contact information. But these guys are really resourceful, and I'm positive that they'll be able to come up with something. But we will be in touch, you know, about who can we send this to. We'd love to do it electronically, because that's so much easier to
talk. More cost effective.
Yeah. But if we needed to, we can maybe mail it out also.
I don't think that's necessary.
What are your thoughts? Okay.
I don't think mailing it. I think, you know, everything is pretty much done via email anymore anyways, you know.
Yeah.
And as long as it don't go spam, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
If you just send it to them every day,
Yeah, really. Just
for 10 days or 20 days. No, I'm just kidding. We will not follow them.
That's what you probably should do with me, because I delete everyone. Oh, my crap.
Yeah, so it's basically, in which industry is your company? How long has your company been in business? How many people are employed at your company? Does your company have more than one location? And then over the past 5 years, indicate whether the following items have increased, decreased, or remain the same. And we're wondering about total sales of goods and services, profitability, number of employees, buildings, land, equipment, goods and services, or new markets. And then our last question is, in the future, please indicate whether you plan to increase, decrease, or remain the same. Number of employees, we're hoping they all say increase, right? And buildings, land, equipment, same. Goods and services and new markets again. So, how does that sound? Bless you.
I like that sort of idea.
Yeah. Okay.
One thing, can I back up to the stakeholders?
Of course.
I'm going to ask if you put the Homer Community School there, Greg Cook Shank would be our superintendent.
Thank you. What was that person's name?
Greg Cook Shank. Don't ask me to spell it, please.
Okay, I was.
Kirk Shank.
Well, they have a website.
Find it, yeah.
He's really liking to get involved with the community, so I think he'd be a good candidate there also.
Great.
So we're sending this to existing companies?
Existing businesses, right?
Yes.
Yours.
And this is, sort of under the topic of business retention and expansion.
How do you reach out to that person that's anticipating a new business?
That is a great
question.
That's
our economic development page on our website.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is such a good question.
Yeah.
How do you find out?
For the new trip in there, right, Bill?
There's four of you here. Somebody should have maybe just a simple answer, maybe.
Well, I think that we could post it on your economic development website that we created, so we could post it on there and people could, if they're visiting, can stop by and see that. I'm wondering if the chamber, either the South Sioux City Chamber or the Siouxland Initiative or something might have, a possible list of just at least people that contacted them to say, I'm interested in starting a business.
Do you realize that we are the enemy down here? South of the city. Do you realize that?
We're going to help reach that.
Okay, we are the enemy.
Well, I look at CM Industries when they had their huge expansion. Uh-huh. They had to tie into an existing gas line in Dakota County to service that. Uh-huh. Just as well been over here.
Right.
We knew we got it here if we can get them in here.
We can get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that hog business that went over across the river?
Seaboard.
Okay, Seaboard. Okay. Right. Has anybody seen that place?
Yeah, I drove down there.
Have you seen it?
I haven't been in.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The city of South Sioux City passed on that. Okay. And so they just jumped across river. And if you would see this building and this facility, you would be like,
"Have you seen it?
Are you kidding me right now?" Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And per square footage, I bet you it's every bit as big as Tyson. Guarantee it. It is. That's huge. Massive. It's in the corporate office in the front and the windows. It's amazing, and I'm just amazed that the city, and I've said this a few times, I'm going to say it again, that this being a slaughter community, it has been since 50s, 60s, whatever it was, nothing's ever going to change it. Our kids, it'll be that way with our kids, his grandkids, I guarantee it.
Right.
So why they pass on it, it still bothers me, but it is what it is. It's done and over with. But drive down and look at the facility. It's crazy.
Our neighbor to the west, Dixon County, they're going to receive a $430 million wind farm.
Yeah, it just bypasses everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I know.
In reality, I was looking on that the other day with the $430 million.
We appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in answer to that question, how to reach potential new business owners, this inventory might help you identify what new businesses you may want to have. And maybe that might be even a question, for the survey I was going to say. The survey is really for existing businesses trying to get an idea of their plans for the future and what, they've gone through in the past, any recent changes. But would you want to add a question to appeal to new business owners and then post this survey online on your webpage?
Yeah.
During the couple of months?
Wouldn't hurt it.
Okay. Yeah. Add something about, would you be interested in starting a new business and what would that business be?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Are those
good? I mean, that's a start.
Okay. Great. We will do that. And thank you.
Thank you.
This was quick and easy, and we will see you at the end of January at 2 p.m., but we'll be in touch, Joan. Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys, for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all nice. Thanks. Hey, feel honored, eh? Because you got to see me two times in one day today. Right?
It was lovely meeting you.
It was a lot of fun.
You don't have to lie to us.
Hey, listen. No. I think you think that I'm a different but an interesting cat, right? I get it. All right, thank you. All right, we'll see you later. Thanks.
Different.
Okay, we're going to go. Yeah, I'm definitely different. No question about that. We're going to move on to C. We're going to approve a 3-year renewal contract between Maximus Consulting Service, Inc. and Dakota County for the cost allocation plan and rate for reimbursement to the county clerk on title. If you see an I and a V, if nobody knows, that's 4, okay, dash D, child support enforcement work for the term of January 2 of 18 to January 1 of 2022. So, everybody has it in there, their packet. I think it's just a formality thing again, right, Joan?
It is, something renewal.
Yeah, so... Anyways, I guess we just need to...
They recover monies with child support stuff.
Yeah. So...
I would move to approve this 3-year contract with Maximus in Dakota County.
I'd second it.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Marty to renew the contract. Maximus Consulting, we call over, please, Tom.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay. We're done with new business. We're going to move on to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent with the jail road report.
Jail.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
November 5th through the 18th, 258 hours of total road maintenance, 27 hours on Wiggle Creek projects, salt and sand hauling 7 hours, just stockpiling our salt and sand. Gravel hauled 1,000 ton, signs and barricades 9 hours, road concerns, grading L Avenue, Elgin and Galt, culvert on M Avenue.
Who is calling up there in my neck of the woods on Elgin and Galt?
Jolene said they did not leave a name. They just would like to have Elgin and Golf graded.
Was it bad?
No, maybe.
There's some work. A lot of crops, the trucks were going out through that way because of the
fuel that are in there. I just, and I go that way a lot, and I guess I didn't realize that in the last couple of weeks it was. But, okay. All right. Any questions for Fred on the road report?
Fred, do we have a reclaimer?
Yeah. Yes.
We do?
Yes.
Does it mount on the front?
Mounts on the snow wing.
Oh, that's right. They make them now on the front, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I like those.
But we've been trying to get one, budgets and equipment.
How much are they?
A front mount one and all their hardware is about 20-some grand.
Oh, it is that much?
Yes.
They bring up in the spring and fall, they work great.
But you
get that on your shoulder when they haven't maybe bladed that last foot or whatever they carry. It's a big heavy disc is what it is. It pulls that gravel back in and to me it's
reclaimed the road.
It is. It reshapes the road.
And the one we've got now, I know we've had it for over 20 years because I've been there.
You used to use it a lot, I know.
Yeah. The problem is you got to have a wing post on.
Yeah.
Snow wing.
Right.
And the operators don't like it, and it's not easy to. The front one is just a quick hitch, so it would get used a lot more. And like I say, it sounds like a lot, but it's an investment that would last quite a ways down the road.
And if you have one, it fit on John Deere Cat.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any difference.
Okay.
something to think about in the future, maybe.
Yeah, it's just like a snowplow, front hitch.
Okay.
Fits right on there.
All right.
Does it make a mess out of the road a little bit? Doesn't it? Brings a lot of grass up or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring it up, Brent did our road with his blink, and you bring those big clumps up, and, you know, I don't know, he got rid of it all. I don't know how he did it, but it's the reclaimer thing works so much better. And he just shaved the road one day this fall, and all of a sudden you got clumps this high, and you don't have that really with the reclaimer.
So we've actually had one on a machine all this summer.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some new operators that haven't had a wing post off, so they don't know the difference.
Okay. Don't tell them. I know. It's a handicap to have it on there.
Yes. It's a lot of weight hanging off the side. Your wing post, that disc is very heavy.
Visibility problem.
Yeah. It's not a fun piece to have on there.
Really. The extension is pretty good.
Thanks.
Okay, Fred, hang on a second here before you leave me anywhere.
Okay.
Approval of the chair to sign the certification of the county highway superintendent for the determining the incentive payment for 2017. So another formality thing here, I do believe. So,
well, you're stating that Fred was the highway superintendent.
Basically, is that what we're doing? That certifies that Fred Kelly, his license number, class A.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I don't need you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can go.
So we need the.
We're at the top of the incentive pay now, probably. Aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
What's that pay like? $50 every biannually. So, anyways.
$97.50.
Yeah, I know.
What are you?
It's based on population.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would move to have the chair sign the certification of highway superintendent.
And that's not an easy thing to get, I know. So.
No, it's not.
And it has something to do with Class A and Class B also.
Right. I knew there was a B that pays half the money and then an A. Yeah, right. So anyways, we got a motion by Bill.
Second.
We got a second by Tony to sign this for Fred to be our superintendent.
No, affirming that he was.
Yes, was. Okay, whatever. Call roll, please. I'm telling you.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes. Sheriff Kleinberg is requesting approval for the chair to sign the proposed amendment 2 to food service contract between Dakota County and the CBM managed services for the food service operation of Dakota County Jail for the term of January 1 to December 31st, 2018, reflecting cost per mil increase. Sheriff is out today. We've talked about this, I think, over the last 4 to 6 weeks. He was going to look to see if he could look at some other vendors, and he had no luck that there was nobody that was interested, nor could they beat the price. So, with that said, we are pretty much confined with CBM Foods. I think he does a fine job. And whatever the increase was it 2 or 3 or 4 cents a mil or something? I think it was, which it adds up, but everything is going up except wages. So, with that said, I need somebody just to make a motion for myself to sign, unless you have any questions or you want to talk about it.
So, what you're saying that he didn't have any more?
Nope.
Well, we got a choice.
Yeah, we're.
I make a motion that we go ahead and sign the contract for
you. We've got, from January to, we got a motion by Marty for the CBM food contract, and a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Tony?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we got a engagement with the chair to sign, if it's our pleasure to do this, with the Nebraska Auditors of Public Accountants to perform the county audit for the fiscal year of 2018 only, or for 3 years, which meaning 18, 19, and 20. And everybody has that in their packet. Tell me who we've used again. I can never remember their name. It's
Roman Weimers and Associates.
Yes, and they are out of
York,
Nebraska. Yes, and I think we all got a sheet that showed different counties who they use. Just thought about this a little bit. Thought that to get somebody different in here, just to look things over through the whole county, just because if I'm missing something, or if Joan's missing something, or the board's missing something, or, you know, like, something is not, in my eyes, something's not right. That's just the way I feel. So, with that said, I asked Joan to contact the Nebraska Auditors and Public Accountants just to see what the cost was and to see if we want to do a year with them just to do something different. Okay? I don't know how else to put it.
But they want to go 3 years, right?
Or we can do 1 year, or we can sign a 3-year deal.
But it's going to be savings over 3 years?
Well, we don't know, because who knows what their, you know, what their rate will go. I mean, if we just sign a 1 year and then next year if it goes up.
I see.
I mean,
I see.
To me, if you're going to do it, I mean, this is, in my eyes, I mean, yeah, and I'm not knocking certified, you know, CPAs. I'm not knocking any of them, but this is probably as good as you're going to get.
How long have we had our current accountant that we have now? How many years have they done it? Number of years?
2008. Eight is when we bid it last. 2007, we bid it for 2008, 9, and 10. Mm-hmm. And then we've just done a yearly renewal since then.
I don't think it'd be a bad idea to, you know, my feeling is to have somebody else take a look at it. I mean, you'll find that, you know, nobody stays with the accountants a long time just for that reason, so you can get different fresh eyes on things.
So what if we all agree upon this, what would you guys... Are you looking for just 18, or are you guys thinking a 3-year deal with 18, 19, and 20?
If the auditor that first year that we know right away what the results was going to be,
you'll know the first year, absolutely. I mean, if you want to sign a 1-year deal with them, they're going to give you the results of whatever, you know. So,
what do you recommend?
I think, you know, me. We could look at a year. What do you think, Bill, Marty, Kevin?
I think a year is probably the
way
to go.
We'll go one year.
We'll again next year. What time of the year do they come in? They come in after our fiscal year?
Romans and Wingless came in August.
Okay.
This last
July, August, right. Fiscal year.
How long are they normally here for when they come in?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
They take a lot of stuff back.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think just look at 1 year.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us a few extra bucks, but like I said, I think it's as good as it gets, and I just think the situation that we're in, it doesn't hurt to get the best of the best and to see what they can. I mean, I think it's well money spent.
Yep.
So, with that said, I need somebody to make a motion, if that's the way we want to roll with this, to have me, myself, the chair, to sign a engagement with the Nebraska Auditors Public Accountants. For 1 year?
Yep.
For 1 year, Marty?
Yeah, I'd make a motion for 1 year.
Okay, we're going to do it with... Marty making a motion for 1 year of 18 only, and we'll look at the prior afterwards. And a second by Tony Gomez. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, we got commissioner committee reports. Joan and I, I'll start this off, went to the legislation luncheon today, and Kim was there. And Joan and I was the highlight. We had to give the county budget to the following people, which there was a couple city Lance and some city people and
school.
Lance.
School.
Yeah, the school was there, and there were some other people there. I didn't know who they were. I know that Simcoe lady that was her name, Kim. Kimber, she was there. I don't know, there was quite a few people there. But anyways, so Joan and I...
Business people.
Yeah, business. Yeah. There were some business people, like Arlene Keene.
Ron
Rapp, yeah. But it was, it went well. We just, I'm gonna be honest with you, Joan opened things up, and we went back and forth. I thought it went very well with Joan and I talking to him, teamed it up, and we didn't sugarcoat anything for anybody. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I laid it right out on the table, as plain as I possibly could, that... You know, the TIFs in 2012, when we took the assessor's office over, you know, the expense and how there was no records and we had no ground to stand on, and we spent $600,000 with tax evaluation, and with the new TIFs into place, that all the commercial property that were, you know, that we just spent of getting reevaluated, those extra monies are going to go right to the TIF areas, you know. So I think I come across in the right way, but in the same time, I think that I made a good point, you know, that the TIFs are, you know, I agree with them and I understand them. But the 15-year deal is just way too long, and that's exactly what I said to everybody. You know, or give the county a percentage back or something. You know, and I even said, I asked Wayne Boyd, you know, when we was talking about with the Flatwater Ho-Chunk, you know, could we have taken a percentage off of that, you know, when they TIF that? And, of course, at the time, Lance says you can't do that. Well, then, of course, 2 minutes later, I ask, you know, their city attorney, and he's like, yeah, you can structure it however you want. Okay, but it never got done, obviously. So, but needless to say, I give some expressions on our revenue sources. Joan, you know, really laid out of how we've cut back with Kim's office, you know, going from a full-time to a part-time, and Lou, our public defender, being understaffed, Fred laying off, you know, a couple of guys to get to that $1.6 million, you know, to cut in our budget. Just, she defined everybody that is being shorthanded. So, but no, it went well. And to sum things up, I said, we're not taking any questions right now. I told them.
That's why it's my next question. So you don't have to take any questions?
I had one question from Lance. But he had to define how there was a few things that are not being TIFed, like the new medical facility.
Yeah.
Okay. And hold on a second here. And then how the Gherkin window's not being TIFed.
No, not Gherkin.
That's what he said.
Did he say Gherkin?
He said Gherkin, which to me, I would think that whole TIF area, that has to be a part of the TIF. It has to be.
I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. But so when I told him we were going to take no questions, and I ended on the note that I says, I told him the story about Larry Dix, because we sent all of our financial statements to NACO, and we said, you know, what are we missing something? We need some help. And Larry came back and says, when we had a conference call with him, I said, tell me there's other counties in this situation. No. There's not. And he says, Dawson County had the same problem X amount of years ago. It took them 10 years to get out of it. So that's where we're at. And if you look at the valuations, I don't have it with me, the valuations in some of the counties that are comparable to us, like Wahoo, Saunders, I think York was one of them, you know, we got about the same people, but their land values are double, if not more than that, than what we are. You know, so... Again, I've said this 100 times. I feel like I'm beating the old drum, but we're a small county with a lot of people. You know, so and that hurts us. You know. And you can look at Hardington out there, the Cedar County. I mean, they got about the same valuation or more valuation than we do, or right at
twice
there.
Twice the value.
Twelve the valuation and less than half the people. So
and you get $3.1 billion, we're 1.7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got like 8,000 people in their county, and we got
25.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so that's how that went today, and I think it went well. I guess.
Well, I'm real proud of you that you mentioned the TIF program, you know, because that really bothers me. And anytime I confront Lance, he always going to argue with you because you think it's the way to go, and it's you know probably the way to go for you guys, but not for the county.
Well, and the funny thing is I before I ever brought this up, and before I ever go into the public or. Even when I make a decision, I always like to ask people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I made the phone call to Bill this morning, and I said, hey, what do you think of this? I like it. And, of course, and I asked Joan, and Joan's like, you know, we're talking about our budget.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, you know, so there was no sugarcoating.
No,
I mean, I didn't go in there and make it sound like, you know, we're just fine and hunky-dory down here. But like I said, I hope I got the point across. But will it do any good? I don't know.
Yeah, talked a little bit about the jail and boarding.
Yeah. The boarding and the jail, and then, yeah, that... there was a lot of things that was discussed, but for all in all, I think it was fine. Yeah. So, other than that, I know that Tony and I have an LEC meeting here coming up here in the next couple weeks. And is there anything else that I have, Joan?
Marty went. And
I had a stormwater meeting this morning with Joan. Also, Joan's been to a lot of meetings today, and they. Are just looking at dewatering the west end like always down around the college center there. They're going to put a they have a temporary pump there. They're going to make it so they can put a full-time
pump that's on standby, so when the water level does raise on the west end, that water takes quite a bit of time to run through the wetlands around the College Center there, but they'll be able to pump a portion of that around to get the water so the streets aren't flooded there on the west side, especially on that lower side as time goes by. And so the pump's already been paid for with a grant, and the materials they need to do that, they already own, so that's something that's going to be done if the weather holds, but more than likely in the spring.
Okay.
They have some outfall concerns.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think the building next door, I have not been over there. I don't know if anybody ever needs to get in there. Joan has a key fob.
I don't.
You don't? Well, Chan supposedly has one for myself, and I haven't received it yet, but I'm going to give it to Joan if I ever need it. I guess we'll figure that out, or if anybody needs it. But anyways, I think everything's going well. I have not heard anything negative about anything over there. So anything else, anybody? Okay, so let's move on to mail or emergency business. Anything that we need to...
Is anybody going to the Simco legislative forum? Tri-State Legislative Forum. State senators and representatives from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota have been invited to sit on a panel to learn about Simco and hear about the issues facing our region.
What is it, Joe?
December 1st at Western Iowa Tech, 9 to 10:30.
That's on a Friday.
Friday.
You have nothing better to do on a Friday. You don't start drinking until noon, so you'll be fine. You'll be ready to drink extra heavy.
Okay.
Halfway drunk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is ready.
And then we had a letter from Mark Wayne Consulting. I've attached that to everybody's packet. He is the Sarpy County economic development guy.
he looks like a big
and
deal.
He's retiring and is offering his services
for free, right?
But it sounds like he,
his services. And I read that, and I just don't know if any of that really, you know, I mean, it all makes.
It costs money.
It costs a lot of money, and it all makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. I don't think it really falls into any of our criteria of guidelines of what we...
Well, Simco wanted to consult with him.
Is that right?
No.
Who knows? Okay. Anything else? I know I got a letter today, which I haven't even opened yet. I got a certified letter from FEMA. I give it to Joan. She's going to look it over.
Sure there wasn't a check in there?
I don't think so.
Huh? It was about the flood maps.
Okay, let's move on to public comment. Anybody from the public? Wow. Okay, we are adjourned. Our next regular meeting is going to be December 4th, 2017. Thanks everyone for coming. And December 4th, Billy, you got me?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be...
You'll be gone.
I had to change a little plan for everything. Hey, not that it matters, but hey, what was she doing here?
Let me turn.
Okay. I did. What?
Who was it?
I don't know.